What up, what up, what up? We back in the hip-hop room with your boy, Mickey Bundles. What's good, world? We got my boy, Cash Millie, in the building today.
What's good, Shout out to Mickey Bundles.
What's good, what's
on the podcast today.
We got Millie in the hip-hop room today. So, you know, some questions on the table. Know what I mean?
You're ready, talk to me.
What's good, first, before we start off, Cash Millie, you know, tell me a little about you, where you from and shit, you know?
I'm Cash Millie from East New York. You know what I mean? Pink Houses, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Been rapping for a few years now. Check me out on YouTube, SoundCloud, all that good shit. You know what I mean? But let's get into it.
All right, in the hip hop room now. You know, first before we start, we've been taking a tally ever since the first guest. So before we proceed, I like to ask all my guests this question. You ain't gotta elaborate, you ain't gotta go into why. I just wanna know for our poll. LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
All right, that's one for Jordan. Jay-Z, Nas?
I'm
going to
go with Nas.
All right, that's one for Nas. Now we can move on. That's on our poll. We've been taking the count so far. So far, Mike is in the lead. So far, Nas got a slight edge over Jay-Z. All right, now let's move on. Two questions today, specifically, since I got you on the show, we want to know. I know I want to know. Today's rap game. What has changed in the game to you today?
I mean, the game is the game, really, but right now, fashion is more important than rap. Like, nigga want to know what I look like. Nigga want to know what I'm wearing. Nigga want to know what type of jewelry I got. Nigga want to know how much bread is in my pocket. Nigga want to know what car I drive. Nigga don't give a shit about what I'm rapping about. Like,
true that. True that.
That's the only difference in the game right now to me.
Okay. So, another question. You know what I'm saying? With the New York City rap, like, now it seems like the new wave is the gang thing. You know, like, everybody jacking this gang thing. How you feel about that?
I don't totally agree with that. Like, me personally, there's a rapper for everybody. It's just gang shit is what's winning. Because like I said, people care more about what's going on in your life than they care about the music. Like, that shit is entertaining to people. They want to know about your friends dying and what you did after your friend died. It ain't really about the music. You ain't never seen none of them niggas' lines being quoted nowhere. Like, people just entertainment.
So that's more about that we talked about on the prior show, the YouTube effect. How YouTube factors in the rap game right now, because it's more about the visual.
Well, I wouldn't even say the YouTube effect, because it's really, like, truthfully, it's like, it's just the people. Like, this is what the people want to hear. Like, before it was different. Like, the labels kind of forced the music on you, so you had to hear what they presented to you. Like, there was no way to just go get, unless you was bootlegging nigga shit and all that, but there wasn't no way to just, you know what I mean, go get, massive music from your favorite artist. Like, you have to wait till they drop. Now it's, I could go hear what I want to hear. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So now, those more talented people that the label wanted to present to the world, they being overshadowed by a dude that ain't really saying nothing but could make a song every 5 minutes because he ain't saying nothing. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
And then the people, like, that's what they want to hear. Like, they could choose to go hear J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, but they on YouTube all day listening to Chief Keef and Lil Pumps and niggas like that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's more relatable. Rap always been a young thing anyway. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
So what you think, the internet helps more or hurts?
I say it helps because you can present your music to anybody anyway without nobody else. So it definitely helps.
Okay.
But
that's good.
If you're not willing to, what I say how it hurts is if you're not willing to fit in, you quickly overshadow. Like,
okay. So now in the game, so now you know you got the internet. You said it's a young man's sport. So that's gonna be another question in my we about to go to this break, we about to come right back. And next question gonna be about the age gap in hip hop. Alright, since you were talking about it as a young man's sport. We be back with the hip hop room, y'all. We're coming right back. Some music. We back in the hip hop room. My boy Cash Millie, you know what I mean? We chopping it up today over a couple of cold ones, some sticky in the air, you know what I mean? My boy Cash Millie. So we back in the hip-hop room. So our next question before we went off the last segment, the age difference in hip-hop, because you said rap is a young man's game. So how you feel about artists that's like 35 and over, 40 and over, that's still that putting out music?
It's not that I said rap is a young man's game. I said, when I said it's a young man's sport, I was meaning more like the main consumers of rap are young people. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
True.
So like, nowadays you gotta kind of cater to them. Like, you feel me? Like, why a titty boy is more appealing as a 2 Chainz than he is as a titty boy. You feel what I'm saying? Is the young dudes, they wanna see what they wanna be like. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So as far as a rapper or entertainer, period, these days, like, you gotta kind of be a little bit more out there with your background, with your life. Like, whereas I feel like back in the day, you could show up, do what you gotta do, and get your paycheck, get your due, like, you feel what I'm saying?
So do you agree then a lot of older rappers, visually, they didn't change their look? Like, their look is not appealing?
Because if you look at most older rappers now, right? Like, it's like Jay, right? Jay last in the game now at this point, just all basically talking about his funds. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, his music now is more of the big homie. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I could do what you can't do while I'm over here. It's appealing because people want to get there. People want to get to that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're gonna love the person that's doing what you want to do. Like, you feel, or you're gonna hate him, one or the other. Yeah. But this is the one sport where love and hate is kind of equally important. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Because a hater could blow you faster than a fan if he hate hard enough. Like, right. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, that's where that comes in. But back to your other question though about the age difference, older rappers, I wouldn't say that neither, because you got a dude right now, just came out, Baka, he's about 40 years old. Like, he got a hit song, you feel what I'm saying? It's some young nigga shit, like, you feel what I'm saying? But it's a hit song.
Well, you don't think that Drake affiliation helps? Of course it has to help. Drake's, I mean, top of the food chain, man.
Yeah, but I know, I liked the song before I even knew who song it was. Okay. Or before I even knew he was affiliated with Drake, like, before there was even a video for it, like, or before it was even talk about who the dude was. Like,
right.
Song is cool. Like I said, it's young nigga music. Like,
right.
At 40, you're not really talking about that type of gangster
so,
shit.
Right, like, but so how you feel about this, though? You see how they say certain shit is for the young people, that appeals to the young people. But what about when the older artist changes lane and cater to the young people, but then sometimes they don't get taken seriously because they feel like it's fake, it's a fraud. So ain't that like a fine line to walk?
Yeah, but that's what any game you're trying to be in. Like, if you want to be in the NBA, you have to change your game to be as good as the next player. Like, you feel what I'm saying? If when the NBA changed, then it's tossing up more threes now. You got centers like Brook Lopez, who barely shot a 3 his whole career.
Now all he doing is pulling
up. Now he pulling up 100 and something threes. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's just how any game gonna work. If you want to last in any game, you're gonna have to change with the times. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
All the game gonna move past you. That's for anything.
That's facts.
That's like if you a nigga hustling dimes and a nigga come out here with trade bags, you gonna get with it or get lost. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
That's true, that. Not true that, but so is it a lane for the older rappers? Is any older rappers you be checking for that you might pull up on YouTube and listen to their shit, or that, you know, if they got new material?
I mean, like,
your name,
said,
besides to, Jake, you name
I listen
name
to Baka. Right. I listen to 2 Chainz.
Okay.
I mean, I listen to Rick Ross. You know what I mean? It's still all the rappers that's flowing in the game, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Okay, that's true. What about some of the golden era 90s rappers? Is anybody else that you like that's still out there?
There's not really no outside of Jay and Nas. Like,
about Kiss. He from that. But it's funny that niggas, nobody really.
Because you don't look at. You don't
Kiss
look,
ass from that era, but he is,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he is, but it's like he stays so relevant through the eras that you don't look at it like that, like, you know,
right. Yeah, and that's on our next
like,
segment.
You can still wait and know that a Kiss situation is coming out.
Right,
know,
facts.
Know.
We going right back to the next segment with the hip hop boom, y'all. We back in the hip hop room. Your boy Mickey Bundles, what's good? On this nice winter cool day, we up in the ENY doing what we doing, and we in the hip hop room. Know what I mean, Cash Millie hanging out with me today. Before we left the last segment, please talk about, you know, the age difference in hip-hop. And we talking about Jadakiss. How Jadakiss, you know, he's from the golden era, but he did songs with Big. You know what I mean? Big been dead over 20 years. So Kiss been around. But, you know, Millie's, how Kiss, you know, how he stay relevant like that? Like, why people still think he's like one of the young acts, or he can fit in with the younger crowd?
Well, number one, his metaphor game is off the par. Like, half of the shit. Like, it's niggas who just, like, so quotable that niggas base they real lives off of shit they say. Like, he one of them niggas. Like, you feel what I'm saying? There's lines in his music that touch you in a sense where it might change your way of thinking. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's what make him relevant to me. It's like, he like an old school Fab. Like, when Fab say something, the streets listen. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
And another question, because the last show I had last weekend, we had our boy Billy on the show. He wilded out.
Shout out Billy.
But Billy, he's a big Jadakiss fan. Yeah. So he called me crazy and almost lost his cool. Because I said, you know, I want to ask you how you feel about this. I said, at this moment, on January 31st, 2018, I said, Fabulous is spitting better bars than Jadakiss. Not saying Kiss is corny, not taking nothing from Kiss. Kiss is nice. I'm saying he lost his step, none of that. I just said, right now, on this day, right now, Fabulous is I think he's been better than Kiss.
I mean, lyrically, I say they equally nice, but I could see why a person would feel like that, because Fab give you so many different styles, but give you the same oomph with it, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
And Jadakiss is Jadakiss.
Like, right, exactly.
Jadakiss.
Exactly.
But Fab, lyrically, He's up there with him.
He's evolving with everything.
Yeah, he's up there with him. But flow-wise, he give you different cadences. Like, so, but the bar still stays equally.
So why is that out of line for saying that?
I mean, I could get why he would feel that way, but no. Nah, I mean, rap is a place where everybody's entitled to opinion.
Right, but I just feel at this moment, like, Fab do be, like, coming through on some all types of flows, like you said. He's just switching it up. He on everything.
I see why a person would say that, because Kiss been doing this for too long for you to even, like...
Right.
Like, before that ever was a Fab.
We know that.
Kiss was doing this.
We know that, but like I said, but at this moment, not career-wise, not nothing. We know Kiss is on... You know, top five dead alive or some people polls, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So another question. Give me one of your favorite memories or one of your stories dealing with this hip hop shit. Cause I know you've been out and about. I know you've been on the road, you done did shows. You know what I mean? So give me one of your favorite moments, man. Like in hip hop, man.
I mean, I don't know, man. I enjoy the whole hip hop experience. To be honest, I'm just one of those hip hop heads. I like to think of myself as a whole head mind wise in hip hop. Like the way I think about it, even the way I go about writing it nowadays, because I still got an old school. How I say it? Like, I still got an old school way of doing music. Like, I'm one of them niggas that'll still sit down with a pen in the pad.
Facts.
Niggas is just going in a studio and just saying what the fuck come to their head. Like, I could do that.
But I enjoy
the whole experience of sitting there and taking my time and really coming up with something. Like,
you know what's crazy? One of my favorite hip hop moments of all time, it involves you. Remember that time we was going down to Maryland? Rest in peace, Sean Price.
I was about to say that, too.
Rest in peace, Sean P. Yo, I was playing my album for him. He kept saying, yo, your nephew got y'all on that. Your nephew got y'all on that.
Sean P. R.I.P. to God.
He's like, yo, you know he got y'all on that. He got you on your joint, son.
Yeah, that was a nice little time.
Yeah, we had fun going down there. Rest in peace, Sean P.
Shout out to Maryland, too, for having us. You know,
yeah, we rocked down there
to the show.
He's like, yo, you know he got you on that. Rest in peace, Sean Price. I'm always going to remember that.
Shout out to Mick Bundles, you know what I mean? Including me in that show, too, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it was definitely a good experience, man.
Yeah,
definitely
man, a lot of experiences, man. Like, hip-hop, man, people don't realize, but I think we all argue and go hard and do you corny and this and that, because we passionate, we love this shit. And sometimes we get mad because we see other people who don't really give it that same type of passion and be winning from it. And I think they say, oh, y'all hating. It ain't that you being a hater. We be back with the hip-hop. We back in the hip hop room. You know what I mean? We had to go, you know, pay a few sponsors and all that, take a commercial break. And if you know, you follow me, get the app. You ain't got to listen to all those commercials or nothing. But we back with Cash Millie, East New York finest in the building. You know what I mean? We just talking about some hip hop memories. You know what I mean? We talking about how people we be passionate about this hip hop shit. Cause we all argue, we all got our favorites. Nobody right, nobody wrong. But it's the passion. So when we see somebody who we feel ain't putting in enough, paying enough dues or taking it serious, our passion lead us to want to go against that so that we label haters. But it ain't that. It's like playing ball. You know you bust a nigga ass. You know a nigga can't, it flaws in a nigga game. And you look up, yo, how are you on ESPN playing for Kentucky? Like, that, you feel like that should be you. I think it's human nature. But we love this hip-hop shit. When it comes with, like, you know what I mean? What it leads to us to say this too. You know what I'm saying? My next question for Cash Millie is Brooklyn. Like, I've been... Lately, you know, I've been doing my homework because, you know, I got my podcast jumping. We got the hip-hop room. We got this podcast jumping off. So I can't not be knowledgeable and have guests and not follow certain genres of music. If, you know what I mean? I got to be well-rounded and do my homework. So I've been going on, you know, I've been on YouTube a lot lately. And I see a lot of dudes like Mel's TV, Product. I don't know how I ran across all of this. I guess following certain artists, I guess Flowtastic and all of that. But I've been seeing, you know, like Brooklyn rappers, like a lot of youngins too. So besides, you know, 6ix9ine, like who's up and coming from Brooklyn? You know what I mean? That you see besides yourself.
I mean,
who to look out for this year?
Shout out to my bro Q Bands. Definitely look out for my bro Q Bands. You know what I mean? G on the ATM, the movement. But other than that, I would say my man Big East, he been doing this thing for a long time. Check him out. He got
I play his songs on the show. East, we gotta get you up here,
yeah,
kid.
He got it.
Tropicana Lemonade, Rick Martin. I'll be blasting
him. He got a little album out right now called Influential. It's on iTunes, Google Play. Go check that out. But Shout Handsome Baller, you know, the whole movement, Zoo Crew and all that. I mean, that's, I know I really focus on me as an artist.
Yeah, like, I know. Mean? But you know.
You know, it's a lot of dudes out here doing their thing, you know what I mean? Shout out Paparazzi Pop, you know what I mean?
Okay. So on that note, what you got working on in the kitchen? What you got cooking up? What can we expect this year?
Man, right now I'm trying to find that single. That's what I'm really into right now. That one song that I know, like, gonna catch the ears, gonna catch the streets. Definitely gotta be a club joint. But I'm working on a mixtape too. I ain't really name it yet. I want to get the songs done before I really put a name on the project, because this is what I like to do. I like the song to coincide with what the mixtape is about. I mean, the title, my bad, to coincide with the nickname is about. So, yeah, definitely look out for that project, though. I'm trying to have that out for y'all by the summertime. So okay. When it heat up, it's going to heat up.
The fans want to know, you going to be on that East New York Connection Part 2? You was on the first one.
Show love to the guys, man. You know, I'm big on that. You know what I mean?
Y'all heard that here, right? He said he gonna be on that East New York Connection too.
Out for that, Cash Millie.
You already know. So, what's some of your influence in this rap game, man?
Everybody before me was influenced. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, we hear a few, because I would like to hear that. You know,
main influences was 50 Cent, the whole G in the movement. Actually, a funny story, like, I learned how to write rhymes, right? I used to play 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying back. Well, not write rhymes, let me excuse that, because I was already writing rhymes. I didn't know how to write songs. I just write a whole bunch of bars on a piece of paper and just spit them out. I think all my songs before 50 Cent was probably like 3 minutes long with no hook, no nothing, just rapping on the beat. But after 50 Cent came out, I used to play that album over and over and just see how he structured and format a song or whatever. And I just used to realize, like, the hooks was like probably like 8 bars, if really 4, but you say it 2 times, so like 8 bars, then it'd be 2 16ths that made a song. Like, you know, furthermore time, I started listening to other people. I learned about Bridges and things like that, but 50 Cent probably my main influence. Like before I was rapping, because I always knew how to rap. And that was something we just used to do in school. You get bored with class, you pass around little 2 bars around the table, everybody write 2 bars, you know what I mean? But he made me want to be a rapper, like, you feel me?
Okay. We coming right back, y'all, with the hip-hop. I won't go to... We back with the hip-hop room. You know us, chilling on that E&Y fly shit. You already know, your boy Mickey Bundles, chopping it up with Cash Millie.
What's good?
You already know. So like we were saying, we talking about some of his influences in the rap game. You was talking about 50 Cent writing songs and stuff from 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the major influences on me wanting to be a rapper. Other than that, Fab, I remember, and this was probably before I even was ready on 50 like that. I was ready on 50 like that because I remember we first started getting on 50 in the late 90s. I was around the time when Roddy was like, he used to be on but they used to be on Video Music Box. And we had a few little 50 Cent little tapes. My man Eve used to play. Shout out to Video Music Box and all that. But then around like the late 90s, probably like 99, I remember Fab came in and played on the mixtape circuit, DJ Cool and all that. And that was really like Fab was young, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was one of the youngest dudes to really just be killing Clue like that, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, you had the OGs with their freestyles on the Clue tapes, but he was a young spitter that was just like, who is this guy right here? Like, you know what I mean? This is before you really even knew who he was, and he was making sure you knew him too, spell his name on every single song, like, yeah. But yeah, Fat probably definitely was one of my influences, and, yeah, 55. Of course, Bad Boy when they was coming up, Rockefeller, the whole movement, you feel what I'm saying? But yeah, shit like that.
Alright, so who locally, like, growing up locally, like, who you could say influenced you or say, like, oh, I can't forget this guy. He used to, like, get busy in my hood or for my town. Like, this guy was getting busy. I wish the world would have known how good this guy was.
Like, truthfully, locally, I ain't never, like, I wasn't really like at that time because I was an R&B dude, like, you feel what I'm saying? When I was like before all of that, I was definitely an R&B dude. That's why I always say 50 Cent is always the first influence I mentioned. So I wasn't really taken to rap like that. Like I wasn't really interested at first, like, you know what I mean? Like I grew up on a lot of soulful Temptations, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 type of thing. But
no doubt.
It wasn't until I was probably like I said, and probably when I graduated from elementary school, that's probably when I really got on hip hop.
So you were well rounded musically, what you're saying.
Definitely,
that's what's good. So we need more artists these days.
Definitely.
Yeah, I take notes. Like, he's a well rounded artist.
But so, yeah, it's definitely a lot of local artists from that era though that was doing their thing. You know, you had Reborn, Mickey Bundles, Don Polion, Mr. Wonderful, you know what I mean? Uncle Murder.
Shout out to Uncle Murder.
Like, Murder, you know what I mean?
Real rap, because they be trying to like make it seem like niggas supposed to not big niggas up or be like fuck niggas. Like, personally, I never was a big fan of Uncle Murder or nothing, but I salute Uncle Murder. He doing his thing. Like, you can't ignore that. And he come from the same cloth we come from, the same time. Yeah. Salute Uncle Murder on that. This music shit, I salute him. He doing his thing, man.
I definitely fucks with the boy music though, but you know, definitely shout out to him. He's doing his thing.
Yeah,
shout
definitely. He from here. But, like, we can't deny that he from here.
It's a lot of other spitters, you know what I mean? I don't want to really name anybody.
No, I feel you though. But
if I forget somebody, right, I don't want to make it.
But it's some unsung. It's some unsung guys out here.
Yeah, definitely a lot of talent out here.
Yeah. Fact, especially Ping Houses. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Killer Christopher Rucker. I see he got his thing going on right now. You know what I mean? Shout out, you know what I mean? He's the right for Foxy and all that. You know, shout out. We know, you know who the real rights is. Shout out to my nigga Villa from Cypress, Bone Villa. What up? A lot of niggas. When the old niggas didn't get they just due, we can shout niggas out. Like, we gotta stop being, my thing is too, man, it's 2018. Niggas gotta stop being so hostile and holding grudges against niggas, man. Fuck all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Word up. To all my niggas that's out there that was trying to do their thing and do their thing, salute. It's about Cash Millie today. We up here. You know what I mean? We got another question for you. People want to know.
For that question, hold on, not to cut you off, but shout out my nigga General Pop, too. Like,
he got to get on the next project. No doubt.
When I was definitely younger coming up, he definitely was.
No doubt. We got to get him up here, too. Pop. We coming right back. We back with the hip-hop room. on this motherfucker laid back day smoking. The boy Cash Millie in the building. It's your boy Mickey Bundles. Now we, you know what I mean? We were just talking on a few topics, hitting them up, whatever. Tell them about some of the few past projects you had out, and tell them where to find all that at, Millie.
I had a few mixtapes, you know, back in the day. I ain't had no projects recently, but, you know, you can definitely find those on thatpimp.com. You know, search Cash Millie, or Stack Millie Jones. That's StackMillyYonz. You know what I mean? But definitely that new project on the way. You know, I want to talk about the new music. Definitely on the way.
Yeah, Thomas, tell us more about that. Who going to be on there?
Right now, you know, I've just been working on the tracks. I don't really have the I don't really want to tell you somebody going to be on there and they don't end up on there, you feel what I'm saying? But definitely the likes of my man Q Bands, like I said before. Big East, you know, see him on my project, you know what I mean? Hopefully a lot of other East New York artists and Brooklyn artists, period, you know what I mean? New York City, matter of fact, as a whole. But just know, it's gonna be some of the best shit you ever heard, like especially from me myself, like, definitely.
No, that's what's up. It's gonna be on all platforms, so they can find all that.
Yeah, it's gonna be on all mixtape platforms, you know, Audio Max, That Piff, all that type of shit, like my mixtapes.
We expect that the spring, the summer.
Yeah, this summer, I say June, July.
Okay. You know, around Father's Day, it's when shit start getting lit.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt.
But them singles about to start coming. Them songs about to start coming rapidly, though. Definitely. Okay. Videos and all that. Check me out on YouTube. You know, search Cash Millie.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/Cash
I can see you and Q Benz got some shit cooking up. I can see y'all with some hot shit coming out. And I can see you and Big East. I can see it. I can visualize it. Because you and East be spinning, you be spinning. I know y'all going to cook up something nice,
yeah,
too.
Definitely.
And let Handsome Baller sing the hook.
And
let Handsome Baller, that'll be nice. Let Baller sing the hook.
Might got to do something,
Yeah, we got to get Foot for Mayor up here, too, with Handsome Baller. What up?
Chop my guy Foot.
We got to get the niggas up here. Ollie was good. We got to get niggas up here in the hip-hop room. You know what I mean? I can officially say, you know what I mean? I want to hear y'all niggas now. I know y'all tired of hearing me all these years. Now I'm on my podcast and
like
shit.
Said,
you know?
Music is a thing for
now, you know, I'm jumping off with the 1209 last of the real coming. Cuban link chain on my wrist, mad icy. That's about to drop next, though. I'm only doing singles. Like, I feel the same way. I might come up with that. I got one more album in me, but I ain't putting it out too. It's put together right. So this time I'm coming with my A-listers, B-listers. I'm trying to put it together right. You know that one album you always wanted to make?
Definitely.
Like the features you always wanted?
Definitely.
I'm going to do that. Now, I mean, we're going to get this capital together, get this money up. We're going to get it right. But it ain't about me no more. It's about my young wolves, my next generation. I'm here, whatever. Give niggas a voice. We got Millie in the building today. East New York, stand up. BK, what up? NYC.
Shout out to my bro, Young Dollar HD, too, man.
Yeah. Y'all got that. Yeah, I was
we
at your video.
Joint out right now. Yeah. Honey, that shit going around.
Go
check
on YouTube,
check the video out on YouTube. You know, youtube.com/CashMillie, like I said. Or just search Cash Millie. That's CashMillie. You know what I mean?
We got one more question for you before we get out here for the day.
All right.
When they say the South is winning, why you think New York kind of fell off when it comes to the South in the comparison, like we losing?
I mean, I don't see that. Like, it depends on what you're looking for. When you look at New York, you see longevity. You look at the South, you see fast money. Like, they might be winning in the club circuit, but right. You know what I mean? Like, the biggest artists, when you talk about the biggest artists in the game, You're gonna mention New York niggas, like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it depends on how you look at it. But shout to the South though, you know, I fucks with their music. Like
so who's lit from the South right now you fuck with?
Shout out Young Blue I fucks with Young Blue. Future of course. I'm fucking with Lil Baby right now. Man, I fuck with a lot of their music.
But my boy Young Dolph, I heard his mixtape. I be bumping that. I ain't gonna lie. I heard his last. I went to that my mixtapes. The shit, I gave his shit a look. I listened to it. I ain't stopped listening to it since, kid.
Yeah,
you got this joint called Big Meek, called Meech.
You got that hard street shit.
Yeah, Young Dolph, what up? I fuck with Young Dolph.
Yeah, definitely in that Young Jeezy lane.
Yeah, I fuck with Dolph. What up? Yo, the hip hop room, salute to Cash Millie. We'll come back one more segment. Dolph should have turned up music.
I don't know. started.
We back in the hip hop room. We about to get up out of here. The boy Cash Millie, they chopping it up. You know what I mean? Like, share, comment, whatever. Before we get out of here, Millie, you know what I mean? Give you a little shout out. Tell them whatever you want to say, get off your chest, whatever. You know what I mean? We going to call this segment, Get It Off Your Chest. And we about to get out of here in the hip hop room.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Cash Millie. I'm about to get up out of here. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. You know what I mean? Rap wise, street wise, whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? Fucks with you. New York City, we live in the building. We gotta come all together. Shout out to the whole Pink Houses, you know, Brooklyn, we in the building, man.
That's what's up. Salute to Cash Millie having us. Pink Houses, what it up? It's the hip hop room. Y'all out there, man, that's listening world, man. Hit me up at enybundles@gmail.com. enybundles@gmail.com. Let me know who y'all want to see up on the show. Y'all got somebody who think they trying to get out there and bubble? Holler at me, man. You know what I mean? We ain't biased. The hip hop room, man. Salute.